Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657
AM. 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is taking place throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Thank you to Ashley. She's back with you tomorrow. And of course, good songs, eh? We should have some good songs, really good songs, in the true sense of the word. And just play this for a Sunday breeze. If you can look outside, you will be able to see that there is quite a rainfall, like nobody's business. It's just happening there. Let's take Ronnie as we start.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Great song there, the music of Ronnie. And of course, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. I trust and I believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Everything is just fine with you, eh? I hope so. I'd like to hope so, that everything is well with you. I'm trying to balance the volumes here, man. It's like nobody's business, you know? And bese ke siyaqala ke siqala kahle bese sithi sanibonani njani uyayibona saphila kodwa asithembeni ukuthi kuhle kuyaphileke emakhaya. And of course that you're keeping safe and sound and protected. I see some of us here in Pretoria. Or is it me? No water. Maybe it didn't fail, but even no water. And then Rui Radaideng Biang. Wow. Yeah. But it's a tin. Ritano Rapela or Mudimar to Sir Gremit. And then Riberite Ditata. Some music of Hezekiah Walker. We haven't played Hezekiah Walker in a long time, man. I should say. I will play a bit of it because this is a bit of a long song. But those who are into gospel classics will say, okay, Hezekiah Walker falls within those people, within those groups. So I'm reaching out to Sipo Polos. Sipo, sawubona baba.
Muruti waka lika intati waka.
Kitengu kai papa.
Ah, mudima boku intati. Tabla utwa.
Bari mitlola ya fela ka moshe.
Ai asibone ba le singile le makhaya singile le jalen kon si jawule no Dominic. Na imfundiso Ray. Awu inqebi yenkosi.
Dlala ka wena. Inqebi yenkosi. Uyazi amagama othandi kwasha bo MacGyver labo sibanibani. Ha. Uyazi into you know, Hezekiah Walker, I want to play a bit of him, Hezekiah Walker, and I want to play a bit of Andre Crouch. Just a bit of them. Je masqala nje uyabona. Ke sikhumbule kudala. Abazalwane laba bebashaya amaphem ngaleza inkathi sipho khona. Manje bashaya amachiscope bazenza amapara. Bebashaya iphem. Bebashaya iphem labo bhuti. Bebashaya amaphem. Jabu, sawubona.
Hey, my friend.
How are you, sir?
I'm good yourself. Let me also greet Sipho and the wonderful leading listeners.
Ngiyasaba phela ukuthi ngikufonele ngoba angazi ukuthi or ukhona or usekuphi or angazi. Mara ngithi hayi, ichansi zona ngithi ke mucheke.
Ah, kiteng dati. Somehow I'm red.
Donkey. Aige, siyashayo aige suthu la. Eh, gula buputa babili laba. Yeah, hayi makungkashelwe njalo kuzolunga yini la.
Amen.
Yaba bathi umuntu yankashela.
Shipa ngamadatha le.
Yeah, no, hayi. Hey, basijikijela ngamatshe. Yeah. Basijikijela ngamatshe. Yaze ngikhumza le yangoma yokujikijela ngamatshe. Basijikijela ngamatshe. Right. And of course, Sipho Polo is on the line. Jabulani, are you okay, sir? Are you well? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yes, yes, I'm good. Just, you know, busy with the books ish.
Yini, am I exam?
No, assignments.
Oh, assignments.
Yeah, but hotaluka.
Hotaluka ndadi.
Indeed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amen.
Now, the previous week, I sent you a topic. Nino Sipopoulos, Ngugenkos, Sipopoulos, indoda ejimayo lamalanga lawa. Yeah, indoda ejima kakhulu esibongelayo ukuthi ngoba siyabona hayi nomkhaba usekho. Hey, bekukubi insizwa kodwa hayi. Sekukuhle ke manje. Umkhaba uhambile, ubhuti yena ubuyile. Hayi siyabona. Nje kakhulukazi. Sijabulile. Siyabonga kakhulu. Now, yeah. We basically have said we are going to look into the very aspect, and this is a beautiful issue, I trust, that nabalaleli bazoyithanda nje kakhulukazi this issue. And we said we are going to, you know, ukuphosela itje esivivaneni ngendaba le, you know, which is defilers. What are defilers? Things that are defiling us. We said we are going to touch base on that as to what defilers are and what they stand for. You know, today I was talking about identifying one's own defilers, to look into them, Gutimara. Why are they defilers and stuff? Now, there are people who basically are sending us WhatsApps now. Thank you so much. Josepha Nwamba uthi, ayilo sheni pastor wami na, inanwi na. Ayilo sheni mfundisi wami no. Kani mambo. And then Eunice says, my favorite family radio. In Primrose, we are getting a crackling, irritating sound. Please, God help us. God bless. Now, let me tell you, Primrose, it's raining here like nobody's business. So I don't know. To me, it sounds clear, but it might be sounding bad to you. You know? But to me, it's just as crystal clear. Very much so. You know, very much so. So, yeah, that is the issue. That is the issue. So it can be because of the lightnings. It can be because of the thunder showers. It can be because of that. You know, it can be because of that. And I'm sorry about that, Primrose. I'm very much sorry. So we're going to touch base on this issue of defilers, what they are about, what they are for, and what do they do to us. Defilers are those aspects in our lives that bring impurity. Those aspects in our lives that bring a spiritual filthiness. It can be those aspects in our lives that bring pollutions, that bring contaminations. It can be those aspects in our lives that bring idolatry. You know, it is also those hobbies and habits that we find ourselves bound with. These things can be ceremonials or ceremonies that we go on and defile ourselves with. It can be contemporary atmospheres that we entertain. It can be a very big one. It can be also the kind of political climate that exists. can be a defiler. The kind of friends you keep, they can be defilers. Kind of sentiments that you allow yourself into, these things can also be defilers. And the word puts quite a lot with regards to this. Defilers and speaks quite a lot on the issue of defilers. Let me start with Leviticus. It says, 18:24, do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these things nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. There are activities, rituals, it can be whatever. You know, even parties, even drunkenness. That little wine you can't resist. It can be a defiler. It can be a stronghold. Have you ever heard someone who drinks too much and says, and I hear this quite a lot, I'm not an alcoholic. But they drink every day. Under compulsion, when activities that are not glorifying the Father, we see them being done. Any activity that is not glorifying the Father, it's a defiler. It says, do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these things nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. Isaiah 24 verses 5, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, number one, changed the ordinances, number two, and broken the everlasting covenant. Here's another defiler. We find it so many times, let's see, but now Jablan, where the laws of the Father are being transgressed, changed into other things that fits us. And then sometimes you'd also see the changing of the ordinances of the Father, the stipulations, the statutes being changed. Number three, the breaking of the covenant that we have with the Father, the everlasting covenant. I like it when it says, I shall be your God and you shall be my sons and daughters. I shall be your Father, I shall be your Yahuwah. I shall be your Elohim. You shall be my sons and daughters. Ah! Haven't we broken that? Today we hear sons of Faith Mission, sons of Baptist, sons of CMC, sons of what? Hey, Banna. King Tonati. People have even named themselves sons of men of God, spiritual fathers. It's so sad we see those things coming across. Ezekiel 22 verses 4, it says, you have become guilty by the blood which you have shed and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. Number three, you have caused your ways to draw near, your days to draw near. Number four, and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all countries. Ezekiel, remember Ezekiel 22. You must read it, the Prince of Tyre. Ezekiel 28, verses 18, You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Eish, the way we do business. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you into ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. Hey, banna. I'm a rasatani and I'm a travel long straight. These things are happening. We're talking about things that are defile us. What are some of the things that are defile us, which you can say and point to and says these things are defile us? We see these things amongst us.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, we need to hear from you. Tell us as to how you feel about this. What are some of the things that you can label as defilers? I've seen friends can be defilers. Relatives can be defilers. Pastors. Boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses can be defilers. But how do you see a defiler? How do you see a defiler? How do you see it? Yeah. All right. Let me start with you, Sipo. Sipo Paulus. Let me read also. The things that the nation do, isn't as enzo I see zwe, esingas gomba with these are defilers. Leviticus 18:24. Do not defile yourself with any of these things. For by all these things, nations have are defiled, which I am casting out from before you. What are some of the things that are defilers that we see in the nation, Sipo? How unkosiam? Wanyamalala Sipho njengomthwalo wezono. Jabu usesekhona?
Yebo, ngisesekhona.
Ithi ngiqale ngawe ke. What are some of the things that are there which are defilers?
Ikhona mru.
Oh, ukhona. Uzilo umbuzo Sipho.
Ngizwile impela mfundisi.
Hey, yabona le nto yokudla ama inkukhu Sunday. Hey.
No, it's a matter of when there was a closing speaker environment around, but I was speaking by listening of Lord, but I hear you.
Yeah, all right. What are some of the things that you see that these things are defiling the nation?
It is amazing from the Sibuti topic that today is all about the defilement or the defiler. And it's amazing for Tuguti, you started Mukfunda with Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24. I mean, I was about to start on verse 20. To see to eat goody, those things that are defiling us as a nation of God, there are so many from this. And uNkulunkulu akasithandi. Ngesizulu lapha lethi ungalali nomakhelwane wakho ungayingqolisi ngaye. Unganikeli nenzalo yakho kwahlukanisela umaloke. Ungahlambalazi igama likaNkulunkulu. Ungalali nowesifazane nowesilisa nowesilisa nanjengowesifazane. Ungalali nesilwane. Bese uverse 24 lithi lingangcoli. Zonke lezi zoyiphambi kwami zingcoliswe lezo zinto. When we see today the way in which other nations may live, they take from this gay and lesbian. It's just simple like isn't this normal. Whereas to God, those things they defile us. Ukuthathela abanye abantu abafazi babo, that's a defilement.
uphila impilo mfundisi egcwele isini isono, it's a defilement. In other words, to be full of the earthly wisdom, it defiles us. Mm. And not to have the unconditional love that God had for humanity, it's defiling us. In other words, even to the busy bodies, it's defiling us to misuse all the freedom that God has given unto us so that our flesh could take over. It's defiling us. So in other words, there are many things that defile us. And lastly, a prayerlessness life as Christian, it defiles us, because whenever we run away from prayer, then it defiles us, because we are not having the opportunity to cleanse ourselves and to speak our heart to God. So in other words, there are many defilements. The one of the verses, we made chapter 5, in 15, verse 11, it's what not entered to a man that defiles them, but what proceeded out of our mouth that makes us to be defiled. So in other words, topic, and I'm trying to find this, I'm looking forward to learn more of it, because there are things that defile us. Others that we don't think from this would they defile us, whereas by God's way, it defiles us. Jongobushilo, you would see the Tinai, sing a mash from a mash. Whereas Leo, you do a yikes in Vancouver and identify ourselves with our denomination. That's a defilement, because we are in the body of Christ. In other words, we are followers of Jesus Christ. So whenever this categorize and with me and about Paul, it defiles us. So we need to cleanse ourselves from all this rubbish and nonsense.
Hey, ngezwa abanye bathi hey yasizwile abanye bathi bangaka Paul, abanye bathi bangaku bangaku ani kwenje u Paul nobani bangaku Paul abanye bathi bangaku bani bani bathi hey abakayikhulumi le ukuthi thina sibaka makho so thina sendle thina sibaka makho
it defiles us because it makes us that
ubusonto
ubusonto lahlathi mfundisi besingcolisa.
Right, and Jabu, let me bring this to you. We're taking your calls. Let's open up the lines. People can call just as much as they can. And drop us voice note also via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Send us the WhatsApps, and then we will read them as we do the show, so that no one is left out. I feel bad, man, when one voice note is left out, you know. On Tuesday, I left a voice note of Michelle. It was so bad. I felt so bad, but time was gone, you know. So just send them in as much as you can in the time. And if it is within the frame of the time, we will read them. Isaiah 24 verses 5, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, number three, broken the everlasting covenant, transgressing the laws of the Father, Chabu. The Father puts the laws, kahle. Ay. Je, ukuthi singaphingi, Nkosi yami. Je, ukuthi singebi. Oh. Je ukuthi sibe nqwele sikholwe iloko ukuthi siba nqwele njengoba esho yena sozenzele bethu ubunqwele shangenye constitution edege kabe edege engaka lapha enkonzweni lapha nosithembe sami nomfazi wami constitution yabandla awu sekwenzekeni ngeBhayibheli manje transgressing the laws, changing the ordinances of the Father. Hey, the aspects of the way we preach and interpret. Breaking the everlasting covenant. Yeah. And people basically now calling themselves mediators. Kukhulunywa nabo kuqala. You can't be saying you are talking to the Father wena. Uye ozwayo kuqala. Nkosi yami, siza baba. Jabu.
Indeed, you know, what a great topic about the definers. I believe that God is really cleaning us as His church, as His children, so that we can be able to be really pure from definers, because these are the things that will really cause us not to really be in the will of God, and also they will cause us not to really function as God wants us to. So we need Him to clean us from all these definers. You've touched one of them from the book of Isaiah 24:5, that the earth is defiled by its people. because of the disobedience of the laws and the violation of the statutes, and also breaking the everlasting covenant. So that is when we twist the word of God. That is when we take the word of God and use it for our own gain, for our own benefits, you know. That is defilement. When we know, like, God does not speak his word to us, but, you know, we take it and we use it to fulfill our own ambitions and our own purposes. Maybe, let's say, we want to build a big mega church. We will be using the word of God to bind people and to manipulate people, and also even to really mobilize people to follow us, so that we can be able to achieve our goal of building the mega church. That is defilement. Those are defilers. When we've got secret motives, secret ambitions that are ungodly, but we appear as people who are sent forth by God to really preach the gospel. But now you check the message that you are preaching. It's not about people being saved. It's not about people, you know, coming to the knowledge of the truth and being blessed by God. But it's about us giving money to you so that you can fulfill this project that God has laid upon you, you know. So many people, like, especially on TV, you'll see that is where many defilers, you know, we see. Because the word of God will be taken and be used just to achieve things. Hey. And to see that even those things that are built at the expense of God, they don't belong to God, the succession plans, you know, in those churches. You look at the succession plan, you know, the son is going to take over. My friends, people from Standard Team cannot just be called by God to say, go there and pastor, because, you know, there is a need for my shepherd in the place. No, they'll reject you. They'll tell you where to get off because they don't know you. So the pastor's son must take over because this is, you know, like his father's church. You know, that's where you see that this thing, actually, it was a funding game. I don't know if you know funding in the business, where people take maybe a certain number of people and put them in front so that they can appear as compliant, you know. But those people, you know, like, they are just they are fronting with them, but they don't get the benefits of what they are making in the business. So also when it comes to the preaching of the gospel, people front, you know. They appear to be the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors that are sent forth by God, but deep within their hearts, they are working for their stomachs. The word of God says so. They are doing everything so that they can be able to enrich themselves from, you know, preaching the gospel, which is defilement on its own. So it's very bad. And it says that the earth is defiled by its people. And we are those people when we take the word of God and we twist it and we don't obey it.
It is bad. It is bad when one goes on to actually not understand that here we are really talking something massive here. We are touching base on the things that are defiling us and what they are all about, what they really do in our lives, you know. We talk about that. Send us the WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. I'm keen to hear from you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
All right. I promised you Hezekiah Walker. Just a bit. Send us those WhatsApps. What are the things that you think are defiling us? I need to hear from you. The things that you say, I see them. They really are not doing us any good. Even in the country. They're not doing us any good. As the body of the Messiah, they're not doing us any good. We're looking into that. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And also drop us a voice note there.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Told you I'll play a song, Hezekiah Walker. It has been a time and a half since I played this guy on our show. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you in a mighty way. We are talking about defilers, what these are even all about. Let me bring this to you, Sipo. Isaiah 59 verses 3. It says, "For your hands are defiled with blood and with fingers with iniquity, and your fingers with iniquity. Number 3, your lips have spoken lies. Number 4, your tongue has muttered perversity." Let me start again. Number 1, your hands are defiled with the blood. Number 2, fingers with iniquity. Number 3, your lips have spoken lies. Number 4, a tongue that muttered perversity. Hey, Banna, let's start with that one. In the nation, we see at times, Bantu bayas bulala, abantu baya bulawa. In a year, you can see close to 900 or 1,000 women being killed in this country.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking natural death and stuff. I'm talking being beaten to death, stabbed, gunned down by men. Yeah. That's a defiler. We're creating many, many, many altars of blood and murder, don't we, Sipo?
Very true and so hateful from the Suzuki. They are with us today in offense that we cause. And those little children, they're still crying and sobbing with what went wrong. Why, Lord? It is because of the killing that we make to be a norm in our country.
Mm.
It was said when we have seen in the past years whereby people, they were burned alive.
Hey, you remember?
And it's so sad when we see those people who are taking other people, they call them foreigners, funny names and all this stuff. Those are the things that were defiling the country, the beautiful country that we had. And even the issue presently of the racism that we had. Other people, they call other people, other nations, monkeys and others with the F word or K word and all the stuff, singing songs that they make other nations or race to be killed and all those stuff from the they define us and the matter of the corruption that we had. Our present government that sometimes we feel that people, they could even feel the high level of corruption where people who deserve to be taken care of the country. All those looters, they are there. They take all their monies. They live on luxury. But people who are starving on the ground, where we see people from this, kuphela weeks, days, not having food, even the normal tap water from this, where we see people starving from this, with the service that we claim, which we will deliver those service when we confessing for the food. So all those things from this, it defiles us a country. And when God sees us as the leaders from this, it makes him to show with the Labantu Lama, I will see to it, but I deal with them. Because there are times when from this, we think that we own people, whereas people, they belong to God. We manipulate the system so that it benefits us and with our children. There are people from this who were born in poverty, they live in poverty, and they will still die in poverty. Whereas the government of the day, there were plans that they should have even eradicated all those poverty. But unfortunately, others, they manipulate the system. And when you see the system from the security, there are people who have been considered highly than the others. All those things from the system, they defile us. In other words, sin has defiled our country. in Ahumufunu Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, where we see the entering of the sin in human. We see from this, is son of sin, Gena, Sazon, Dolisa. In other words, all what I've already counted, it is because of the sinful nature walking after our flesh, fulfilling the pride that a man had, and of which we are walking edly, not wisdomly.
That is said, you know, it's so painful that we see those kinds of things really coming across and happening. We really need to be very careful, you know, about this, and look into ourselves and look into what the Father is, you know, bringing across in our lives, and stick to that, you know, stick to that. Otherwise, you know, sometimes I feel that we are allowing ourselves to be defiled by things that are not supposed to defile us. Jabu, let me bring this to you. Another defiler there. Ish, I don't know if you've seen this. The lies have become somewhat of a national rhetoric. Even people in higher positions, they lie.
Yeah, and it's a norm.
Hey, they lie, Bafo. Yeah.
It's not a crime.
They lie, and then Besimunta Kona Yapiga. And he was on video saying those things. Jabu, these things are defilers, and also a tongue that utters perversity. If you can listen to some of our songs, man, they are so perverse, man. They are so perverse. The tongue that utters perversity, a tongue that the lips that speak lies, fingers that are riddled with iniquity. Eish, yeah. Jabu. When you teen.
Indeed, you know, this is also a defiler. So when we speak lies, lies on its own, it's something that is detestable to our God. You know, so that is why, actually, the father of all lies is Satan, devil himself. So also, that's the sign when we lie, whom we are serving, because our God does not lie; He speaks the truth. So, but when we speak lies, it means that no, we are serving not our God, but we serving the father of all lies, Satan, and which is, you know, a defiler on its own. And you are very true that we are living in the times where, you know, like, people lie publicly, you know, at the expense of, you know, the desperation of the masses that are looking up to them to deliver the services that they've been promised, you know. I was listening to, you know, another preacher so today, just making an example that, you know, today the person will say, we're going to create a million jobs, you know. And then the next week the person will be saying that it's not our responsibility to create jobs. You know, so now who is who there? Who is supposed to create jobs? Because the promise, when the vote was still in demand, we will bring in the million jobs. But next week, when the votes are back, it's not our responsibility to create jobs. You know, those are lies, just to really control people and to manipulate people, which is very sad before God. As my brother was saying, that we will account as leaders. You know, we will account, because I believe that every form of leadership is authorized by God. You know. So that's why even the people that lead the nation, God has placed them there for a purpose, you know, to lead with all His reverence. That's why they must account to Him. Also, it's our duty to pray for our leaders, you know. So also, it's our duty to present ourselves, everyone that calls himself a leader, so that God can help us not to lie, because this is a defiler. This is something that really God detests. He hates, you know. So we must, at all times, as it says there in Isaiah 59:3, that your lips have spoken falsely. We are to go before God in repentance for the lies that we have spoken. Other people, as I was saying at first, they've built, you know, their own businesses out of God's word, you know. They are billionaires today out of God's word. You know, I was speaking with my brother one day and saying that, you know, actually, if I can become the president, I'm going to tax the churches. You know, because they are making a lot of money. I don't know where was that coming from, but I think it was because of, you know, the lack of accountability and responsibility when it comes to the finances that God put at disposal of the church.
How
people misuse God's money at the expense of, you know, like rising out all projects that they are busy with. Because this money, they are from innocent people that really are giving faithfully as per God's instruction, you know. But those that God has put to take care of his resources, they're just misusing, you know, changing cars, posting on Facebook with all the luxurious cars and beautiful homes. But the people who are giving, some of them are even still staying in the sheds, hoping that God will deliver them and rescue them and bless them with the same mansion that their pastor is. And which will never happen, you know, because it's not in God's will. It's just a scam that is disguised, you know, through preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That those are detestable things, things that really defile us as the children of God, when we stand before people and lie so that we can be able to gain, you know, the riches and the wealth of this world. Just to close, my friend, you know, in this comment, Revelation 21:27, that of course says, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the temple, the new heaven and the new earth, the temple of God. You know, it says nothing unclean will come in there. And also those who practice abomination and lying, they will not enter into the temple of God, but those whose names are written in the Book of Life. So these are these lies are really, even it will cause us to miss heaven. It will cause us to miss God when we continue to lie. This is a defiling thing that God really should clean us from.
Absolutely. I believe, Uguti, we need to see ourselves and say, may the Father help us so much that we are able to identify defilers and deal with them precisely. Deal with them precisely. Because if we don't, then we actually are becoming people who find themselves really caught up in these things. And it doesn't become good of us. All right. Here's another one. This is from Joyce Manda. Says, hi, Ray. Hi, family. Ray, I need help in finding a place of worship in Soweto. Hey, this place is big, man. I was in Soweto yesterday, the whole day, man. I was in Soweto, in four townships of Soweto. I was at White City. In Kalenga, at Dobsonville. From Dobsonville, Mofolo, White City, Jabavu. Hey, you know, and it was so hectic. I was behind schedule and all those kinds of things. So when I left, it was 6:30 yesterday, around these times. Marangabo 6:30. All right. So she says, I've moved to this side. I apologize for any. No offense. Keep on talking to me. I will check for you a place. I will check Ubab Vilagas as to where he goes. I will check for you. I will check, Joyce. Terence Brink says, people are defiled by chasing money and not the grace of God. That is Terence Kakamas in the Kakamas. Terence Kakamas in the Kakamas. He says that, Terence. Elaine says, Ray, God's blessing to all. Pray you are all blessed. James 3:6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Very sad and very poisoning, Ray. The tongue is a defiler there. She mentions it. Okay, Elaine again says, 1 Corinthians 5:7, therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. This is Elaine there saying that. Thank you so much, Elaine. I really, really appreciate this so much.
So you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. What are those things ezisingcolisayo? Things that are defiling us today.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Hello, Saint Pastor. As being really able to fund this bond, Pastor Chablan, Pastor Hart, and the Bale Liberate to pull Pitim Saka to Tinsabal to forget his up.
Aye,
Majela, Sinanza Bale, Yugungola. Log or Gubang or Wuhar.
Ish,
that was two Kurumas in City Lens. You go on a Logubanga or Gutsimanje, Bandu. No man about Fundis Munda Tolagale Manje. Abe buthakathaka kuba ngokuhala
eh
manje lokuhala lokuyani uhalela izinto zikamfowenu noma umfundisa asuke umbone se ehalela lo munye make walunye walo munye babe manje lokho kwana kungcolisa umzimba lokho lokungcolisa umoya kaNkuluNkulu umzimba umoya kaNkuluNkulu ungasakhona ukuhlala emzimbeni yethu manje lo munye babe kodwa nenkosikazi wakhe bahleli kahle nje. Yeah, ubaba, was so halal of your mamma. What's the parameter? Look on to a lesson one on a mean. Look on to a lesson one on seven, go child, I mean. Uba, mamma, to go long, one born out to low. One sang and pale. What is the condition to go above? Ganusanang, I baham about Koshal, mamma, loya lekai. I'm the Basha Tanga Basainang, a pair.
Oh,
hamba, loya mam. Oh, Lomina, boham, boy, swatin. What's that? Lomina, mamma, moo, send it, Wabiana, Wamnobo, Gano Cholly, Wabiana, Ella. Wafika wabubaba so khala lo mnyimo kwa diliva lekhaya uyabona ukhala nkosazi umfundisi babese umama loyani wahamba wekhodo ikhodo yamvuna kuthi lo baba nalomama baphume baphele lapha kulela khaya manje ke yiloko kungcolisa imizimba kuphinde kungcukudilize namakhaya kani mambo pastor
kani mambo umfundisi amina nakhensa nakhensa hey bakithi hey inkosi yami hey yini ke lokhu kuyenzeka ke izinto lezi ziyakhulunywa zenzeka siyazibona and it happens. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. 012-333-8699 and talk to us there. Elaine has sent a message. James 4 verses 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So evident today, Ray, and indeed, all one has to do is to draw near to God. But instead, people are not spending time with the Lord in order to know what the will of God is. Ish, yeah. It's sad when we see those things really coming across. It just doesn't feel good, Elaine, at all. It doesn't feel good at all. And that is where the problem is much of the times.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Ngiyabingelela bafundisi igama lika Jesu.
Amen.
Hayi Jesu sase inkosi. Siyabonga man. I topic imnandi. Nami ngiyangena manje ngiyajoina. Yes, ngicabanga ukuthi into esidefilayo lack of knowledge. Lithi Bible, my children are perishing because of lack of knowledge. So like if umuntu ungafundi iBhayibheli, ufuna ukufundelwa umfundisi, ufuna ukuthandazelwa umfundisi, I think that's a defiler as well. And maningi ama defilers, like many pastors, they want their reward on earth. While Jesus would tell, my reward is with me, I'm going to give you when you come home. So abafundisi beza ngamaqhinga ukuthi abantu babhadale bakhiphe imali emabandleni. So I think it's a defiler in the body of Christ. So eish maningi ama defiler, but nami ngisasenalawo la. Ngiyazibongela bafundisi, benginibingelele egameni kaJesu.
Ah, siyabonga man, bongani. God bless you, sir. May the Father bless you, Yahweh Elohim. May he bless you abundantly. Thank you so much. Elaine has sent another one, Mark chapter 21:23, from within, out of the heart of men, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. That is Elaine there. Elaine has put it across there. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. I'm keen to hear from you. I need to hear from you with regards to this. What are those things that you think are defilers, which you see amongst us? You can also point amongst yourselves. Yay. Even on this show.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.